The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'd go a 94%.
But no, you're always talking about how you all of these things. You have to go do this. You have to go do that. Like, you've got three kids at home. Both you and your husband work strange hours. Like, at some point, you would just say, I can take Chase to his baseball game. It's not going to be a big deal.
Well, I will tell you guys on the back end of the story. So after I put the note, I send the note to Chase. He writes me a text message. Sorry, I forgot my Chromebook, Mom. I'll be more responsible going forward. He gets home from school. We tell him the story about the ticket and not reading through the paperwork. And he says, now who's not responsible?
Well, it comes full circle.
Did you raise him to be responsible, you raised him to be sarcastic. I love it.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
So I am not in jail. We established that in the first hour, but in case you're just joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I am not coming to you live from the River Hills Clink.
If you got the chair, what would be your last
meal? If you got the chair, this was speeding.
Chronic.
Chronic speeding.
Oh, you said surf and
turf. Surf and turf, yeah.
That's kind of weak.
Why?
About a nice etouffee.
I don't even know what that is.
Etouffee?
Are we sure it's food?
Yes. Yeah.
It is food, but I'm
That's
curious.
That's what you use in the shower to wash your body.
No. Etouffee. It goes more with lethal injection.
That's what you put your comforter in on your bed.
That's a duvet.
That's what you fold out when you're in college. It's a couch. It's a bed. You can. It's, you know, it's versatile.
That's a
futon.
Murphy bed. No, that's a Murphy
bed. That's
a
futon.
Chewy, it is a food, but I want to know, do you know what etouffee is?
Yeah, Brett used to make it all the time as delicious.
Used to make
Are you going to explain to everyone
There's
what it is?
Chance,
shrimp,
Brett
there's like a gravy to it. You put it over rice.
So ramen
good.
And shrimp.
There's
cocktail.
No, what's the rotel? Am I right, Ashy?
He's right about everything he's saying so far. I just want to know if he knows it.
I would consider that as a last meal. I tell you what, New Orleans is probably, they got an argument to be the number one city in the country for food. Really? I'm being serious.
Yeah.
But you're talking about like food of the area, right? Like
because
when you compare it to Wisconsin, which is brats and cheese curds and beer, I mean.
Let's say it with that tone, I mean, geez.
I'm just saying you can't compete with whatever
just
New Orleans is bringing to the table.
Jen, before you keep slandering the state of Wisconsin.
Why did you think I want her put in jail?
Yeah,
because
you know
she moved up here to degrade our state.
Yes, I am with Chewy. I am 100%
with
Chewy.
You are from
You should be behind bars.
That does not matter.
Yeah, I'm with
Erroneous.
Those two.
Yeah,
Erroneous
I'm with Chewy and Gabe.
God, can you put it on the poll? Which is a worse nickname, Fib or Mass? You know what?
I will not put that on the station
poll.
Yeah, you
can't put that one on there.
I'll
Why
put
not?
It on my poll.
Oh,
Jason says shut the front door all the time, and that's legal.
You didn't? We've been doing the show together for 9 months. Are you serious right now?
Well, I mean,
is that what you call this in Connecticut?
No, never.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Connecticut people are weird.
I lived in Connecticut. I'm not from Connecticut.
Yeah, but you drank the water, so it's like the same thing.
No, they're a different breed, let me tell you.
In which case, I've been living in Wisconsin now for more than half my life. Have I drunk the water yet here?
Yeah, but you're getting that filtered Culligan water, so it's kind of keeping the Wisconsin out.
Chewy made another good point as we were going to break shortly before. He said...
Wait, he did?
Yes, he said... Will it be a distraction
They're not winning
if
the Super
Aaron Rodgers comes
Gabe.
Back?
They're not. It's not happening.
Is there any
okay?
concern of
Distractions
you?
Never work in favor of the team, and this is a massive distraction because let's say he does come back in the middle of the training camp, the media will not let this go until they fail.
No. I mean, they're going to stop asking. Like, if he comes back during training camp, it's going to be gone by the time the regular season starts.
No
Because he's
way.
Back.
No way.
Who's going to keep asking about it?
You don't see this as a huge distraction? This is the distraction of all distractions.
First of all, I don't buy into too many big distractions because, like, you're going to have to answer questions from the media regardless. Like, so now some of these questions are going to be about Aaron Rodgers. Okay, cool. Like, that's that big of a distraction because Jason Wilde is asking a question of A.J. Dillon about Aaron Rodgers for a week?
No, I think it's a distraction when he doesn't play well and they lose games.
Okay, but let's just assume that he doesn't not play well. Let's assume that he does play well because he's Aaron Rodgers and historically he does play well.
Yeah, but
My bigger concern is the locker room, which you mentioned before, about guys. Okay, Aaron's back. Great. Yay, he's back. He gives us the best chance to win. Yay, he's back. My biggest thing about this whole situation has been, can Aaron Rodgers somehow reconcile his success being tied to Goody? That if they do go out and win a Super Bowl and make a deep playoff run, Brian Gutekunst gets credit for that. Can he reconcile? Sure. Can he swallow knowing that even if he takes this team to a Super Bowl victory, that it will always be tied to Brian Gutekunst and his legacy will be that he brought them a Super Bowl.
He's already kind of started doing that, hasn't he? I mean, if he's making the jokes that Brian Gutekunst is Jerry Krause, like, clearly MJ was able to do that, right? Like, MJ swallowed it and went, and in MJ's mind, even though I don't think this was the truth, in MJ's mind, they won in spite of Krause, which, again, Krause got him Pippen, Krause got him all these other things, right? And it would be the same thing with Aaron. Like, yeah, Gutekunst did some good things there to help you out, big guy.
But let me ask you this. Is there ever been a quarterback who's won the MVP, has had the year that Aaron had last year, and comes back and has a better year? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't have a better year, Chew, a decent year by Aaron Rodgers standards, as he himself has said, is better than most quarterbacks' good years,
but
great
years. But is it good enough? I'm telling you, this distraction is big. Distractions are not good.
I guess my
that's why the locker room. That's why they talk about the locker room. That's why they talk about the locker room. It is so important to have a locker room that is united and comes together.
I guess my bigger distraction would be how much Aaron Rodgers can get over it. If he decides to come back and play, and I know we've thrown it out there, suggestions like, oh, if he does it for his teammates, or oh, if he does it because, you know, he likes the guys and the camaraderie, and there's no other team out there that has a better chance, is better suited right now to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, all right? Let's say he goes through the pros and cons list, and he comes up with the idea, you know what? They're going to give me this fat deal. They're going to give me a little bit of extra security. They want me back in Green Bay. I'm going to do it. Can he put aside his feud with Gutekunst and make it so that that doesn't become a distraction throughout the year? Because if you're rolling on spite, if you're rolling on the chip on the shoulder, if you're rolling on, I really bleeping hate that guy. Like, I feel like that becomes a distraction or can be a distraction.
What is the percentage right now that are in Packers camp to Aaron Rodgers camp right now? If you were to guess, based upon all the information that
we
had,
60-40?
60-40. How low is that number getting down, the 60, I'm saying? To 20? Not everyone's going to jump on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon when he comes back.
But I don't think you have to at that point. At that point, if he's under center, he's part of the Packers, and you're just cheering for the Packers. You know, we've talked about this before when we talk about the country and we talk about politics. You know, once the president is in office, you don't root for the president to fail.
No.
That'd be like rooting for the plane to crash. Like, you want the plane to get to its destination. So with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, even if he's frustrated the hell out of you this offseason, if you're like, Aaron, you're being a diva, you're being unreasonable, irrational,
no,
even if you thought all of those things, once he's under center, let's roll, baby.
But going back to your analogy of the president, there are still 30% of Trumpers out there that the guy can do no wrong, you know? And I get into battles with people. I'm like, let it go. It's you know, there's 30% that can't. And you're going to tell me that all these Packer fans are going to just, oh, great. No, they're going to wait. There are people out there, and I have a little bit of that in me, that look for people to fail.
Yeah, you're a short and farter.
Yes. That, you know how hard that is going into your own stadium? And here, I'll go back to Holmgren when he wigged out on the fan. You
yeah.
know?
Because everybody knew he was leaving.
That was Sybil. So awesome. But that affects, and we all heard about it. I mean, we all heard about it probably 8 minutes after it happened. Hey, come here. I got to tell you this, what I saw. Come in. Come in the shower where no one can hear us.
What is Sybil?
You ever see the movie Sybil?
I'll let the big guy explain.
That's what we called Hogan.
I haven't seen the movie. Oh, you called him Sybil?
Well, not to his face.
Okay, just on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. So like Sybil,
I guess
her name? Shepherd?
Shouldn't have said that, if we
want to
run again.
No, Sybil the movie. So it's like split personalities. So Holmgren could snap.
Oh, could he snap?
Can't you snap? I can snap.
I mean, yeah.
Can you snap with all your fingers?
I don't think so.
Oh. I thought you were just talking about clapping.
I can't snap with my pointer fingers.
Yeah, with the index.
But the other ones I can.
Yeah.
Ashton's going to kill us.
Content.
Yeah, he's very frustrated.
I didn't know that you called him Sybil, so I appreciate you filling me in on that one. So that was his nickname. Okay, good to know.
Well, but it wasn't really his nickname.
No, Gabe, you seem to think
it's like
that
what we call you when we leave the show.
Yeah, what do you call me? I just want to know.
Gabe?
I won't get mad.
Speed racer?
You came up with it.
That doesn't track at all. That doesn't track at all. You think Gabe's over here volunteering mean things? No. He might stand there if you say mean things. He won't nod or anything, but he'll just listen.
Well, I'll stand behind Chewy. I've got your back, big guy.
Thank you.
What do you think? Distraction or no?
Are there going to be questions? If he shows up at the beginning of training camp, no. If he shows up in the middle of the season, yes. But if he's there during training camp, most of this gets out of the way. And once the regular season starts, you just roll in the regular season.
You think he's considered that? You think he's looking at the calendar? Again, a guy that we say is so calculated, so strategic, you know, knows the chessboard better than anybody else. You think he's considered when would be acceptable for him to come back and when is like the last possible day where it wouldn't affect the team negatively?
Now, I can say this as a fellow stubborn person. He has not considered coming back. I don't think he's looked at dates right now coming back in his mind, because he's so deep into it being stubborn, that coming back, it hasn't even crossed his mind. I mean, I don't think he's looked at, this is an acceptable date, this is an acceptable date, because in his mind, none of the dates are acceptable because he's not coming back.
But from my sources out there, people are now putting signs in their lawn in Green Bay that says, Aaron, go pack. And that brings me back to the Ray Rhodes year, when we weren't as good as we were supposed to be. People were bringing signs into the stadium that were negative towards Ray Rhodes, and the management up top had the security officers go and grab those signs from the people in the stadium. I don't think upper management is going to be pulling signs in regards to Aaron Rodgers from the stadium.
I don't
Do you?
Think if Aaron Rodgers is under center, people are bringing signs into Lambeau Field.
If they're playing well and winning.
I will tell you this. If Aaron Rodgers comes back, I think people go, wow, look at Aaron Rodgers. Hates the guy. Can't stand him. Thinks he's the worst. And still came back for us.
If they're winning.
For his teammates.
If they're winning.
What a guy.
And I mean, Chewy, they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win enough. Like, their schedule isn't exactly incredibly tough. Now, the toughest part about the schedule is the fact that they don't have a bye until week 13.
You're the kid from League of Their Own going, you're gonna lose, you're gonna lose. And Gabe and I are over here going, we're gonna win, we're gonna win. You're about to get a catcher's mitt in your face.
Okay, crap drinking pee face. Can I say that? If they say it on that show, which is one of the greatest baseball movies ever made...
Don't get the clap, Jimmy Dugan? Well, it's true.
Did I say League of Their Own or Sandlot?
Besides the card?
You didn't say the movie. It's Sandlot.
That was Sandlot.
Yes.
We were talking
as
about
everyone
League
else
of
was
their
doing
own.
League of Their Own.
It's fine. He only saw the first third of that one, so it's okay.
Chewie's in a show of his own.
Why do I even show up here?
It is going to be a gorgeous weekend in the state of Wisconsin, guys, and that means that me and my family are going to get out on the water. How, you ask? You don't have a boat, do you, Jen? Well, I stole Chewie's boat, but that's a story for another day. No, I don't have a boat, but I do have a membership to Carefree Boat Club, and I got to tell you guys, it is the best money you will spend all summer long. Here's how it works. You basically join Carefree Boat Club. They have boats in Lake Geneva, Milwaukee, Chicago, and actually 100 other locations around the country. So if you're on vacation, you can bop over to one of their spots, take out one of their boats. It's included in your membership. So they provide the boat. They provide the water. All you have to do is show up. They provide the gas. They even clean it after the fact. You get on the boat. You enjoy the boat. You get off the boat. It is that simple. Carefree Boat Club makes getting on the water affordable. Here's the number. Ready? 262-42-BOATS. Couldn't be any easier. 262
42, like Jackie Robinson, Boats, B-O-A-T-S, or you can go to their website, carefreeboats.com, carefreeboats.com, in order to get out on the water affordably this summer. I'll see you out there.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8, presented by Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh my God!
Show me chicken!
Call Gina Della from Pella today at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Well, if you've been following the show, you know we're going to need your help. Probably sooner than later. 800-990-3776. 1-800-990-3776. I'm told you don't even have to dial the 1. So there.
I didn't know there's still busy signals. I got a busy signal the other day. I thought you guys told me there's no busy signals.
Well, it depends upon what you're calling. Like, if you're calling somebody's cell phone,
there's
no busy.
Were you calling a landline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Because sometimes when I call the pizza place.
The way you said, yeah.
What happens with a cell phone that's busy?
You can buzz through. You can click through.
So every cell phone has call waiting.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You're going to have that changed?
All right, you get on that.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
You
every
got a
cell
committee?
Phone has a caller ID. I said that with love, Chew.
Is he mocking
you? Didn't sound
loving. Yeah, 100%.
Got to work on your tone.
Should I have known that?
This coming from the captain of... You need to work on your tone. Gabe, what is the top 8 at 8 list today?
Daytime television judge shows. Daytime TV judge shows, the top 8. This is in honor of our friend Jen, who spent well over 3 hours yesterday waiting to get into the judge.
Or
no, not active.
Judge Wapner.
But that's not Judge Wapner. It's People's Court.
People's Court
is the number 1 show.
Correct.
I'll give you half of the win.
Judge Judy
is number 2.
I'm out.
Man, there's 8.
I'm out.
Top 8.
Court shows. Sitcoms.
Daytime TV judge shows.
Judge Jerome. Judge.
I mean, there is.
So Suits is not on this list.
Suits is not on this
list. What a great TV show.
Night Court is not on this list.
Night Court is not on this list. I tried to go through like actual TV shows or movies, and like any list that I found with that usually had one or two that were just so obscure, I decided to go with this. So we'll see how many people have stayed at home and watched these Judge TV shows.
Judge Judy.
When you hear
People's
Wapner,
Court.
What do you think of?
Mothballs.
Mothballs?
No, is that because he's old?
Is he alive? Balls.
Oh, I thought you said
Let's
mothballs.
Let's not kill him unless he's dead.
No, like Whoppers, the mothball.
He did die. Joseph Wapner died February 26, 2017. I think of Rain Man. I think of Dustin Hoffman's character when he's like Wapner at 3. Got off Wapner. You know, he did his, one of his ticks type of thing.
8 of them, huh? I have no idea. Those would be the only 2 I know.
Oh, 800-990-3776. If you know your daytime judges in honor of Jen having court yesterday over Zoom.
Ashton, you got anything?
Judge Joe Brown?
Judge Joe Brown is number 8 on the list.
Number 8?
Joe Brown, 8 on the list.
I do remember that. Cops?
That's not a judge.
That's literally all. The 3 that we've named are literally the only 3 I can think of or even like have heard of.
Judge. I know that there is a black man judge.
Joe Brown is one of them.
Yeah.
But there is number 3 is also... I believe, an African-American judge.
Who is the judge on People's Court?
Now it's somebody else.
It's a female.
Okay.
But that doesn't count because People's Court doesn't
People's,
go
People's, yes, People's Court.
Wapner,
is...
People's Court. That lady, People's Court, somebody
Jen,
else.
You would have gotten crushed by Judge Judy yesterday.
Oh.
Well, actually, I saw on the, and Jen doesn't know this because she didn't read it, but Jen could have gone on Judge Judy to have this thing figured out.
You could?
It was part of her settlement that she didn't
read. You're such a liar. You're such a liar.
So are you going to read and find out?
He's lying. I can tell by his face.
Let me ask you a question. Is this
Marilyn
real? Is that real? Is it real?
I mean, the disclaimer at the beginning of the show
real-ish.
Says the cases are real. The people are real. The rulings are final.
Are they really?
Okay. You have watched
court. You know, they make bank. They make serious bank.
Oh, it's unreal.
Oh, Judge Judy makes like $40 to $50 million a year.
Because I was listening to what the cast of Friends made when they first started shooting years and years ago.
You were listening to that, or did you watch the reunion?
Maybe it was in my dream.
Oh my god!
Well, toward the end, they were making $1 million an app.
Yeah, but they started at like 22,000
an app.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what
sense.
They offered us to do the reality show for the body shops?
What did they offer?
A lot of good money.
Six figure?
Yeah.
Woo! And you said no.
The worst.
Because you know I...
You're the worst.
He said no because it ruins relationships.
Well, no, but no. The reason why you're the worst is because you do this all the time where, hey, do you know this? Well, and then we say... Then we say, no, we don't.
Jen said six figures.
And instead of telling us what the answer is or what the story is, you just... I can't tell the story.
I said six figures after it was very clear you were not going to volunteer the information. So I didn't want to leave our listeners hanging. So I said six figures and you said yes.
So the fact that we didn't do it, is the confidentiality still...
Ooh, that's a great question.
Did you sign anything?
I didn't
sign crap. You're not legally bound by anything.
All of a sudden, I'm having flashbacks to Jerry Maguire. You didn't sign anything with Bob Sugar, did you? Promise me you didn't sign anything.
All right,
because I'm still kind of taken by your whole "my word is oak" or something like that.
You
right?
know what? And it still goes back to for someone that hates Tom Cruise.
You can
he knows the line from the movie?
So
I mean, what are we doing here?
Jerry Maguire.
So you're just a liar.
All the soliloquies that Tom Cruise makes in these movies, Jen has them memorized.
Is Tom Cruise good looking?
No.
She's lying.
Yeah, you're definitely lying.
800-990-3776. Our top 888 today. Daytime television judge shows. Number one is People's Court. Number two is Judge Judy. Number eight is Joe Brown. We need help with 3 through 7.
God, we are bad at this.
Jonathan and Franklin can help us out with daytime TV judge shows.
Number three's got to be Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis is indeed number three.
That's the guy I was thinking of. He's got glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep it going, Jonathan.
Protection Court shown on WMLW in the morning, I think.
Yeah, Protection Court not on this list. Good guess, though. I will give hints. So two are judge shows, so judge something. And the other two are just names of the show.
Like Divorce Court
is number six.
That's still on?
A lot of people getting divorced, too.
Oh, yeah. 51% of all turns are right-hand turns. Why are you blinking your eyes at me?
What the hell does that mean?
Ashton's looking it up right now.
Wrong.
How many? What percentage?
53.7.
Yeah!
I'll take that as a win.
No, it's not that a win. Was very close. 800-990-3776. How many courts do we have left?
We have 3 courts.
God, that's a lot. Volleyball court. Tennis court.
Grass or clay?
I'm out.
Court of public opinion.
I dominate on clay.
You think so? I think I could beat you. No. I think I would beat your britches off in tennis.
You're crazy.
All right,
I would destroy you.
No, we got to set this up now.
Well, I tried setting up.
I'm in. Destroy.
Show against show in like an Olympics, an ESPN Olympics,
oh,
and everyone
yes.
poo-pooed it.
Let's do it.
Because I said
we would dominate.
We would probably be the front runners.
Yeah. This would be like on old school.
Right?
Where do the, right? Who does the rhythmic gymnastics?
I mean, who would give us.
I want to play tennis
good.
Against Joey so bad now.
I mean, Tony Smith's a really good athlete. Homer, he's old, but he could still annoy the sugar out of you.
Homer could be the coach.
Ashton dominated Homer in a game of 2-on-2 last year.
Really?
It's not saying a lot, but I felt pretty good about it.
Well, it was.
Who did you play with? 2-on-2. Who was your partner?
It was me and Brian D against Greg Hill and Homer. You know that I say it out loud? It really made no sense in those teams.
Yeah.
Well, it was show versus show.
Ashton got a little cocky there.
Oh, I destroyed them.
No, so, I'm saying me in tennis.
I'm guaranteeing you, you would get maybe two games
I
on me.
I dominated. Craig played tennis in college. Okay?
He did?
Yes. And I destroyed him.
I beat him too.
With no shoes on.
I don't think Craig
didn't
played
have
tennis in college.
I think he played
in high school. I don't think he played competitively in college. Like,
well, the story's not as good unless I say that he played in college.
Yeah. Starting to figure that out.
Keep underestimating me, Chew, and I'm just going to keep taking games.
We should just have like a bracket where it's just Ashton versus the world.
Oh, let's go.
Okay,
I'm in.
And we just have takes all comers.
See, so Tausch is pretty good at tennis.
Tausch is sneaky.
Homer actually played college in tennis in college.
Yeah, but if I played against Ashton, it would be foot fault. Would your size 22 feet?
I'm telling you, Chew, you keep underestimating me, I will destroy you.
All right.
All right, we get back to the list. Steve in Milwaukee, you are on 94.5 ESPN. Our top eight today, the daytime TV judge shows.
What about Judge Hatchett?
Judge Hatchett
is number 7 on the list.
Well, only because of the Hatchett name.
What a great name for a judge, though, right?
Uh-huh. I bet it's not a real name. Steve, you got any more guesses?
What about Judge Jerry?
Ooh, is that a person?
Judge Jerry is not on the list.
How many more are there?
2. We have number 4 and number 5. 4 is an actual judge. 5 is just the name of the show.
I think we need a verdict on this.
That was funny, actually. That was good. I wasn't going to say anything, but that was good. It made me laugh. I think we got to finish this out.
All right, give us the last two, Gabe.
Judge Faith. Judge Faith is number 4 in Hot Bench, which was 3 judges.
And who? Hot Pants?
Hot Bench.
Hot Bench.
Do you have a descriptor for Hot Bench?
Hot Bench had 3 judges, so they came together.
American Idol type thing?
Yeah, like they came together on the decision.
Have you ever heard that term, by the way?
Hot Pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like older people say that?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's got hot pants.
Usually it's a she, isn't it? I suppose we're equal opportunity. Enterprise.
She?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of hot, Chewy, the weather. It's getting hot outside, buddy.
Outside. Enjoy it while it's here.
Not here.
I mean, seriously. Hot pants?
Knock on wood. Yes! Hello, warm summer sunshine. Time to upgrade with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, choose 6-year no-interest financing or 40% off of installation. Pella Windows now leads Wisconsin and states across the USA as number 1 for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows according to a 2021 customer survey. Here's the deal. Just order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years no interest financing or 40% off of installation. That is a deal and a half. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or call their new toll-free number, 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
The Eastern Conference semifinals are set. West, we're still waiting. We got a new story on Giannis that I think you're going to like. We'll get into that right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What? Time out here.
What's up?
You can't have two teams. You get one team.
Yeah, I thought you could have one each
league.
No, first of all, I can do whatever I want.
Whoa.
Second of all.
Yeah, Chewy.
Wow, I just got served.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I, for one, am incredibly excited about the Bucks taking on the Nets. I think most people are, or you think most people are scared? Not most people. Are the people out there who are scared? Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's just like any time the Packers play a playoff game, I think.
You get a little nervous?
Yeah, you get nervous, but you're excited for
it. Get a little pucker going on?
Yeah, because anytime you're in the playoffs, you think you can win, right? But it's the NFL playoffs, and anything can go wrong in one game. The good news here is it's 7 games in a series, but it's going
to
be tough.
They have to steal one at home. They have to steal one
on
at Brooklyn to start it off. They have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, seeing as how they only have 3 in Milwaukee and
that's
4
what I'm saying.
In Brooklyn, in order to win the series, they're going to have to win one on the road.
Don't bore
I would
him with
feel
math.
A lot better if they had home court.
Barks and 6.
Ooh, that's aggressive.
Is it? It's a 7-game series. He'd say
they'd
Bucks
have
at
to
four.
Win two on the road.
Nope.
They'd have to win one on the road.
That's correct.
That's what I'm making on.
Okay.
Game one.
What do you know?
Obviously more than you.
Who do you like on the other side, though? That series was set last night, Philadelphia, and it's Atlanta, not the Knicks. That's the only team that didn't hold serve, right? Well, not hold serve, but like all the other one seed, top seeds moved on. Atlanta was the 5, New York was the 4. Atlanta's facing the 76ers.
Can I put my doctor hat on?
Sure.
How does someone have a meniscus problem like Embiid, but it doesn't require surgery?
Oh, please. You've torn meniscus. You just play through it.
No, I know you play through it, but eventually it's going to need surgery,
of course,
right?
But after the season.
Because I saw the report this morning on the TV says does not require... What?
You sounded so damn old. I saw the report this morning on the old TV.
Says he is going to need surgery.
If you had said,
I've torn my meniscus. You've torn your meniscus.
Now, can't you just go in? Here's the thing. Couldn't they just go in laparoscopically and shave it down? TV.
That's surgery, but that's 2 to 4.
Eating his Werther's.
Yeah. Why? No. What are you guys chuckling about?
We're just talking.
Making fun of you for watching your programs.
Oh, that's fine.
Their TV shows.
So Giannis talked to the media the other day, said a lot of interesting things, obviously feeling very confident about his team headed into the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Nets. But there wasn't one thing that stood out to us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Ashton?
Is it just like a text you get? Like, oh, hey, the Nets won, we're playing the Nets? Or is it like, oh, the Celtics?
I don't get texts. I leave my phone in my room. And I turn off the notifications. People that they didn't talk to me all year, they text me now. You know, so I leave my phone in my room. I go sit on the couch with my son. I don't watch the games. Do not pay attention in basketball. All I care is about how can I get better, how can I help my team. And sometimes, you know, my girlfriend or my brother, like, they tell me about, hey, you know what? They Washington won last night. And then I was like, hey, we're not talking about basketball in this house. This household. We don't talk about basketball. You know why? Because the way my brain operates, all I think about is basketball. So I don't need to talk more. I'm going to drive myself crazy, right? Hopefully we can, you know, keep playing good basketball and keep playing for a long time, for a month and a half, right? Month and a half. So we can be the last team standing. So if I keep talking about basketball every day for the next month and a half, I'm going to get tired of it, right? And I'm going to want to escape it. So I feel like I'm at my best when I go back to my house. I watch my shows. I focus on myself. I focus on my breathing. I focus on what I eat. And when I come here, that allows me to give 100% in what I do and 100% in what I love. You know, so that's why I do that.
Okay, so first of all, love the compartmentalizing idea, right? That when he goes home, they're not talking mm-hmm. about basketball. He's focusing on his programs. He's focusing on his breathing.
The old TV.
He's focusing on his programs, like Chew over here. But I was wondering, how long could you go without your phone?
Yeah, forever.
Well,
forever.
Yeah, I really.
How would your wife yell at you?
In person,
a loud voice. Yes. No, I told you the best weekend I've ever had was when I dropped it in the lake on a Friday. And it's a pain
your
in the...
Your phone, not your wife.
Correct.
Which Friday was it? No, phones are a huge pain. And everyone, well, not everyone, but most people are addicted to their phone, right? How long can you go without looking to at your phone?
No, very, very short. It is a necessity at this point in my life. If I were to try to substitute my phone for real life things, okay, that would mean substituting my phone for an alarm clock, substituting my phone for a calendar, substituting my phone for a Rolodex, substituting my phone for, like, the list goes on and on and on of things that the phone has replaced at this point. So it's not just a matter of, let me scroll through Twitter, let me scroll through Instagram, let me scroll through Facebook. No, it's Chase has to umpire tonight. Okay, well, where's he umpiring? Okay, open up the spreadsheet that the head umpire sent over to us. Oh, okay, so he's over at Stefan tonight at 6 o'clock. I can't keep that stuff in my dome.
Yeah, you can. Do you have a calendar on?
Hold
all right.
on.
You
just
said it with the confidence of a person.
Let me ask you a question. Out of you three, who has a cork board still at home? that you pen notes on and things like that. Do you have one?
No. I don't feel bad for making fun of you anymore.
I have a cork board at home.
Of course you do. You're a thousand years old.
You know what else I have? An alarm clock.
Probably also have a landline.
And a butter churner. You just go over there in the corner and you just start pumping away and making your butter, huh? You got a washboard over there that you're scrubbing your clothes on?
What else do I have that makes me?
Clothesline. He's out there hanging up the sheets.
The clothesline is nice during the summer. You kind of, air dry it.
I agree. We did that this week. Threw a couple towels out there when we go to the pool. It's so much easier to throw them over the clothesline than throw them in the dryer. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
So
I shouldn't have disparaged the clothesline.
No.
All right, let's find out. So we haven't heard from Gabe and we haven't heard from Ashley yet. Let's hear from Gabe and Ashton right after this. How long could they go without their phone? Because Giannis puts his phone away when he gets home, watches his programs, practices his breathing. I'm pretty sure that's what he said, right?
Well, when Chewy was just talking about dropping his wife in the lake, I'm sure he had to make it up to her in some way. So he went to the Jewelry Center. ShopTJC.com is the website to go to. You can browse the great inventory that they have at the Jewelry Center. It's where I went to get the engagement ring for my fiance. It's where I went to get my watch. And if you don't have a clue, like most guys do when it comes to engagement rings, they have people that can help you. You can build a ring on their website, or if you have an idea through your significant other's social media, you can send some pictures to the Jewelry Center to be able to help that way. They are so helpful through this entire process. It can be stressful. The Jewelry Center makes it less so. Stop by one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, and in Burlington, or head to their website, shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you guys at all amazed on the knowledge that is inside of my noggin?
You are wrong.
Look at Chewy.
Doesn't matter. It's still knowledge.
I don't know
knowledge
if it counts as knowledge.
Doesn't have to be right.
Put it on the poll.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some
fun. So, in the break, Chewy just sat there and asked us all of the things that he has, if we have them. So he was like, pad and paper. Do you have pad and paper? Yes, we have paper in our house, but mine mostly is in my printer. Do you have a printer, Chew, or are you just over there like tapping stuff out hieroglyphic style?
I have a fax.
No, you don't.
I do.
Are you going to fax in your letter of intent or something?
It's
what
coming
are you faxing?
Back. I don't know.
Pizza order?
Maybe. A shoehorn? Do you guys have a shoehorn?
No.
No.
What else you got over there?
Cork just trying board. To go through cork. I can't believe you don't have a cork board.
No, I have a calendar on my phone. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, this narrative that you use your phone only for social media or other nonsense is ancient. It's antiquated.
Although, had I not had Twitter open during the show, I went to find out that today was McLovin's 40th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, McLovin.
I mean, is having a lawnmower, does that make me old?
Because
I know the three of you don't even have a lawnmower.
Well, I don't have a lawn, so that's kind of hurtful.
It's true. Pay somebody to do it.
Need a lawn to have a lawnmower.
Do you have an air compressor?
There's an air compressor in the garage.
I have a basketball pump.
I have an air compressor and a basketball pump.
Okay.
Bougie. We bougie.
High end over
Does
there.
Does a crock pot make me old?
No, because everybody's got crock pot. Do you have an Instant Pot?
I think that makes you old.
Do you have an air fryer?
No, crock pot, you tell
I
me
didn't
you
say it was bad. I said I think it makes you old.
No, everybody has a crock pot. If you aren't making chili in a crock pot when you hit fall for football, you are doing
it
wrong.
In fact, I would argue, and I've had this conversation as recently as this weekend, the crock pot is more valuable than the Instant Pot. Because the Instapot had a moment a year or so ago, 2 years ago, where everybody's like, oh, you got to get an Instapot. Do you know how long it takes for that thing to pressurize?
Takes a while. You know how long, it takes to depressurize? That thing's longer than you think, too.
I mean, there's so many bells and whistles on the Instapot. I drop it way down in the power rankings of those appliances. My girlfriend swears by the air fryer. She says the air fryer is
air fryer's overrated.
So,
terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. So look what's happening. Crockpot, click, click, clicking up those power rankings. Because you know what? You put the food in at night, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, pot roast!
You having pot roast for breakfast?
Lasagna!
They're worse things to have.
Phony packets of ketchup.
Crockpot lasagna is really good. Yeah, it is.
Crockpot lasagna, while it may be good, is also, we need to start calling people more crockpot lasagna.
As an insult.
As an insult.
Really? Wow.
No, Chew, I don't think you should be on board with that.
Oh, it's good. No, it's really good. Because like the noodles get extra
crispy.
Brust
kind of seems like a crockpot lasagna.
Yeah.
Do you call people crockpots? I mean, any
crackpot. That was a huge Charlene-ism.
Of course
right?
It was. Of course it was. So how long could you go without your phone? Because again, I see you as a guy who uses your phone to like order food,
yeah.
Make your golf reservations, your tee times and whatnot.
I think I could. See, the problem is like, even like, so last night I'm making dinner, but I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to different things. I'm catching up on, you know, shows either on the station that I didn't listen to or, you know, different golf podcasts that I listen to. Like that's what I use my phone, I feel, for the most is like listening to music and or podcasts.
That must be so fun for your fiance. Are we listening to more sports? Oh, we're listening to more sports, Gabe. Cool.
This is where the earbuds come in.
Ah, yes. Smart.
So I keep it to myself.
Even better, though, when you're home with somebody who's got the earbuds in listening to something, Daria will have full-on conversations with me, and I'll be listening to our show or a show, and I'll be like, were you talking? I've got my earbuds in. I don't know what you said.
What if you refer to underwear as gotchies?
I don't think that makes you old. Of gotchies.
I think that just makes you weird.
See, I don't know if I'm supposed to dump it on the pole. No, absolutely not.
No,
if you refer to underwear as gotchie, are you weird?
I don't even
or
know
both?
How to spell gotchie.
I already put that. Does having a crock pot make you old?
No, gotchies. I guarantee.
No.
I bet UB knows what gotchies are.
Where did that name come from?
My father.
No, he definitely doesn't know your dad, so he doesn't know gotchies.
Heard of gotchies?
Is it because the underwear is gotcha? You know, it's because they got gotcha, so
know.
They called
Look
it gotchas?
Up. What's the origin?
Okay, it's the Polish word for underwear. That's all it is.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so you're
that
just...
That doesn't make you old, it just makes you Polish.
It just makes you bilingual, so congratulations, pal.
Sweet brag.
Honey, did you wear my gotchies? They're brown on the backside.
No one calls them gotchies.
Yes, they do. There's a huge Polish in Chicago, you should know, this contingent, as well as Milwaukee.
Well, I suppose that's fair. I'm not going around talking to people in Chicago about their underwear. Yeah. So.
Chewy was right. Holy. Chewy was right.
Kind of felt like he needed to do that. I was hoping we'd make it to the end of the show without one, but there it is.
But honestly, I think I could last a couple hours. I think I could put my phone in the other room for a couple hours and just unplug and get away from it.
So I tried to do it while we're watching shows. We just started watching Mayor of Eastwood. Easttown.
Mayor of Clint Eastwood.
Which reminded me immediately of Back to the Future 3.
Who the hell is Clint Eastwood?
Which, as we all know, is the best of the Back to the Futures. But I digress.
It's wrong.
Accurate.
But I digress. Mayor of Easttown. And so I will make sure to put my phone down while I watch the show. Otherwise, I'll get distracted. But what ends up happening is I'll want to know who an actor is.
Yeah.
Or I'll want to know where I've seen someone before. Mm-hmm. So I'll pull up the IMDb page. And then all of a sudden, boom, we've gone 2 minutes and 42 seconds without using the phone.
You know, in a nuclear war, your phone will not work.
No, I don't know that, actually.
You know what else isn't going to work?
What?
You!
Your fax machine!
How about you?
Yeah, that's
human!
It's going to fax the National Guard. Help!
You ever see that scene? You ever see that scene in Terminator where she's holding the fence and
all
everything
I'm
just like goat turns to dust?
You better have a backup plan.
You're dead!
Not necessarily.
Nuclear war, my friend!
You guys, I feel for you. I weep for the future.
I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well.
Just go home and watch the TV.
Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Wildy and Tausch up next.